Simon & Schuster Australia presents Showing Up, Get Comfortable with Being Uncomfortable, written and narrated by Ned Brockman. Foreword.
I came across Ned like I'm sure a lot of people reading this did. A mate forwarded me his story with words to the effect of, have you seen this? / this guy is nuts. / holy shit. / one of several emojis who has either wide eyes or whose head is exploding. I'm not a runner, and I don't think a lot of people swept up in following the journey necessarily were, but I am a lover of seeing humans push themselves because it reminds me that that's where all the good stuff in life is. No matter what pursuit you choose, it's the uncomfortable bit. Before he'd set off, Ned's incredible choice of distance, 1 width of Australia, and audaciously inefficient choice of transport, 1 set of human feet, awoke something in us mortals. It was the feeling of, he can't, can he? That gradually got replaced by, holy shit, I think he is. We were swept up in real time by watching a real life example of what maybe we all felt the world needs more examples of. Words that are easy to speak, calcifying into actions that are much harder to do. Step by step, Ned was doing it. People were chatting about it at the supermarket and the pub, and spread like wildfire in that way that people who sit in marketing brainstorms hope for, but money could never buy. The thought that sheer persistence could be an antidote for something that seemed impossible was intoxicating to us all. As we fumbled for our phones in the dark every morning to see what his update was, I'm sure I wasn't the only one whose usual internal alarm grumbles slunk off shamefully after seeing Ned had already run a half marathon by that time, and suddenly my heroic effort of getting the kids ready for school didn't seem that impossible. His Instagram was hands down my favorite show of 2022 on any platform. It was through my, let's be honest, fanboying on his posts that we connected. I also might be wrong on this, but I do honestly believe I may have come up with the hashtag Nedgendary. However, sadly, that is not addressed in this book, probably because it's too much of a hot topic. So I will save it for my own memoirs. We chatted often during the run and finally met up for real at the North Bondi Surf Lifesaving Club on the night he returned. I got to meet his awesome mum and dad, and Ned shared stories from the road as I stared in slight disbelief at him hoofing into the not world-renowned athlete recovery food of mini spring rolls. I'm very proud to be able to call him a mate ever since. Not too long ago, I found myself in Queenstown in New Zealand for a few days with Ned, where through a little bit of calendar acrobatics, we'd managed to wedge in a tiny boys trip with another mate of ours. Ned had never been to Queenstown before, and as self-appointed tour guide, I mentioned that the local ski mountain, Coronet Peak, is a good mission to bike ride up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?